Please be seated. So, we have here this short passage from the Gospel of John, but a very big message. Love one another. Anybody have any questions? But in all seriousness, love one another. This is where we find Jesus giving his final prayers to his disciples as he continues to embark on his farewell discourse. He has just washed their feet, and he's preparing them to carry on his movement after he's gone. With this new message, we are given Jesus' final commandment: love one another. Now, this wasn't anything new to the disciples. Loving one another was something they were very familiar with. It goes back even before Jesus' time. In fact, it's something that has been practiced and prayed about throughout many traditions. However, what made this commandment new to the disciples was, just as I have loved you. Just as I have loved you, love one another. We have this short passage with a big message, an old saying with a new meaning. Ever since I can remember, my parents have always taught me, love my family and my friends, treat others the way you want to be treated. They taught me how to love and always reminded me how much I'm loved by them and by God. But as I got older, that feeling that I was unconditionally loved by God kind of lost touch with me. It was something that I'd always known to be true, but I'd gone through so much change with moving and new schools and a completely new life that it wasn't anything I ever thought about or appreciated. We often get so caught up in our day-to-day routines that we forget to just stop and feel God's love, whether that be through prayer or simple reflection. It wasn't until about 2 years ago, when I attended my first happening, that I was rekindled with God's love. For those of you that don't know, happening is a 3-day Episcopal youth retreat that's organized and carried out by youth leadership to serve younger students in their faith journey. Through that whole experience, I was reminded by how much I'm loved by God and by those around me. I learned that I'm called to spread God's love to those around me. Today, I'm able to appreciate and be in touch with that feeling, not just at happening or on Sunday, but every day. We all are. The traditional happening logo is a butterfly. Now, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, it's a butterfly. It's one of God's beautiful creations. I guess that's just their way of, you know, welcoming in new candidates or something. I don't know. But I was right to maybe some extent, but the butterfly has a much deeper meaning than that. At happening, I grew wings. Wings that gave me the confidence and the ability to spread God's love to those in my community. Before, I liked to think of myself as this caterpillar that was just going through the motions of my weekly routine. And now I've morphed into this butterfly with wings. The butterfly metaphor is actually quite synonymous to the butterfly effect. When one person spreads God's love to someone, they will in turn spread it on to someone else, who will spread it on to someone else, and so on. After that first happening, I continued to go back as a staff member and share what I'd learned with other youth who were in the same position that I'd been in. I went back to continue spreading God's love because it is what I knew I'd been called to do. It's something that we're all called to do. Just as Jesus did with his disciples, to spread God's love by loving one another. And this may sound easy at first, but loving everyone around you can be difficult, especially since we're all going to make mistakes. We're also not going to agree on everything with everyone, So how are we expected to love one another all the time? How are we expected to love everyone? Well, the way I interpret Jesus' message is to love one another through action. Not necessarily feeling love for everyone, but by displaying it. A couple weeks ago, I had my region track meet. And going into it, you know, being my final home meet, I wanted to win an individual region title in all of my events. However, in the 1600 meter, that goal got cut short. This other girl from another school and I were coming down the final stretch, neck and neck. I was about to pass her, and she cut me off. She cut me off so badly that I finished the race in lane 5, and I tripped and was unable to win the race. So in that moment, I felt frustrated, betrayed, crossed. So I made it my goal at the state meet the following week to beat her. That's exactly what I did. But after the race, I saw her by the finish line, and I noticed that she was struggling to breathe. She hadn't gotten up, and was saying to myself, Molly, I know she is the last person you want to talk to right now, but I knew I had to put the past behind me and do the loving thing. So I got to her. I got her some water, I helped her up, and I gave her a hug. I congratulated her on a great race and thanked her for challenging me in competition the past 3 years. I used my wings to spread God's love onto her. Though I don't necessarily see this girl as a close friend, she was ultimately the person that motivated me to perform the way I did at my final track meet. It was because of this lesson that I've been instilled with my whole life, that I am called to treat others with love the way Jesus told his followers in his final commandment. Again, it sounds simple at first, just to be nice to everyone, but in fact, it could be one of the most challenging things to do. It's hard to truly love everyone because we all know what it's like when others disappoint us or when others hurt us. But I believe that Jesus is calling us to show his love through our actions. I began attending St. Paul's about 3.5 years ago when I moved to Augusta. I grew up with my mom dragging me down Lawrence Street to Grace Church in Camden, but this is the place where I was baptized. I don't remember that, of course, but this is where my Episcopal roots are. And I've been very fortunate that my journey led me back to the place where I started. From the moment I came here my first Sunday, I immediately felt welcomed. I could feel God's love through each and every one of you. The kind of love that Jesus was telling his disciples to embody through one another. Ever since then, I've experienced it week after week when I come to church with almost everyone I see. I will never forget when Miss Martha Scroggs showed me God's love. She brought me a cutout article from the newspaper from my race the day before and some little chocolate chip cookies. And she just wanted me to know that I mattered. It's little acts of kindness like that that have taught me to give back to others, just like I did at that track meet, and I didn't even know it. At St. Paul's, we're taught to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. This is what I and all the seniors here have learned throughout our time here. No matter where we started, how long our time here has been, or where we are in our faith journey, this community has taught us how to strive to love one another as Christ did. In doing this, Jesus hoped to live on in the world through his followers, not just by loving him, but by the disciples loving one another, by us loving one another. We are taking something from each of you when we head off to college next year. And now it is our turn to be disciples and teach others by spreading that same kind of love. As a community, we're called not to just love members of the church, but also our friends, our families, our enemies, and those who are in suffering. And not just on Sunday, but every day. The way you all have loved us is just one piece of the puzzle, and there is still so much more to be shared throughout the world. Jesus has a lot cut out for us as it is, but it all starts with that one act of kindness. Helping a friend in need, giving a stranger a compliment, running a 5K for a good cause, or helping out that struggling opponent who cost you a region title. Take the love you have for all of us and continue to pour it throughout the whole world. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace we pray to you, Lord God.
Grant peace in the lives of all people. Grant wisdom to all in authority. Grant that the earth and all your creatures may flourish. Grant hope to all who suffer from grief or pain. Grant unity across your church and all who worship you. Grant protection for all who serve and protect our country, near and far, especially Joe, Dylan, Joe, Trey, Graham, and Toby. We pray for the concerns of our congregation and those close to them, especially Clay, Diane, Bernice, Joby, Katie, Wendell, Sid, Anita, Pete, Sid, Bob, Keisha, Randy, Lois, Alice, Jimmy, Mona, Reba, Paige, Norm, Lonnie, Frank, Jinx, Amanda, Flo, Lisa, and Allison. We give thanks for the blessings which you bestow upon us and our families. We pray for all who mourn and for their dead, especially Georgia, Jane, and John.
That they shall rise to eternal life in you, O Lord. Almighty God, to whom our needs are known before we ask, help us to ask only what accords with your will, and those good things which we dare not or in our blindness cannot ask. Grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Good morning and welcome to St. Paul's. If the seniors, graduating seniors, would all gather up here, please. Our announcements are printed in the bulletin, so we won't go through too much of that. But I do want to encourage all of you to join and welcome, or rather congratulate, our seniors at a reception outside. There's tent and food, and the Daughters of the King are hosting this reception on their behalf. So please, after the service, take a few minutes and thank them for everything they've given us today and for their lifetimes here at St. Paul's, and bid them a speedy return. Let's see. Now, this used to be Rainey Neisler's job. She is in seminary now, but she was passing through town last week and took the time to stop by the church and write a message to each one of you in these books. So, John, thank you. These are prayer books for young people, and they're really wonderful. Please do look into them before you go off to school. I promise you'll find things in here that you'll be glad that you knew about. Ezra. Okay. Trey. Thank you. Hill. Thank you. And Molly. Now, I'm going to ask everyone to stand again. We have a blessing. A special blessing for these young people as they go into the next stage of their lives. And I ask you all to open your hearts and pour out as much blessing as you possibly can upon them. May you have the grace and wisdom to act kindly, learning to distinguish between what is personal and what is not. May you be hospitable to criticism. May you never put yourself at the center of things. May you act not from arrogance, but from service. May you work on yourself, building up and